It's December 27th, 2012. It's a Watt from Pedro show. Watt from Pedro show Thursday here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, Brother Matt. How are you?
Yes, everything is good. Happy holidays.
We might have some little side mouse conversations. I'm trying to hold the focus.
Yeah, full house.
Everybody listening. So if people here, we got more coming, right? So guitar and stuff.
Yeah. So Shane O'Brien went
this
out.
Ain't a piss bottle.
Kind of looks like it'd make a good one.
Soon, maybe it's a making.
Looks like it
later down the road.
Recycle.
The contents in the. It's good wide mouth, no handle.
Yeah.
I give it some minus marks for no handle. Good wide mouth. Yeah. And we started the show off with Giant Steps, take 4. Incomplete. Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, maybe even John Coltrane blew the clam. Stop the tape. Whoa. After that, we had Sawako with Wind Departure. Departure. It's the end of 2012, Brother Matt, coming.
Yeah, days away. We survived the end of the world.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
That happened since your birthday.
Last show was supposed to be the last day.
Yeah.
And
we're still going
it was
strong.
Just the odometer flipping over, right? So, don't be scared. We got some guests, Brother Matt.
Yeah, we'll start in
alphabetical order. Bellowing and yammering. You know. So
yeah,
maybe they don't
that.
Need an introduction. Richard fucking Bonney's been on the show many times.
Yeah, Richard Bonney's back.
And we've had Rudy Aguilar before.
Yeah.
And with his son Nick.
And Nick. Welcome back. Yeah, good you. To see you guys.
You too.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Watt.
Look, is there another problem at the docks coming up?
Well, I haven't heard a thing, Mike.
No?
Nope.
Because we got this thing with the clerks a couple weeks ago solved. I heard something else might be coming down.
The clerks got themselves a pretty good deal.
No, I know what you're talking about. It's East Coast.
Oh, it's
East Coast.
East Coast. East Coast.
What's it called?
ISA.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Teamsters. Yeah, but Teamsters have support in our... Yeah, so that's where it might be asking.
Isn't it from East Coast to New Orleans?
Yeah.
Was it the ILA? The
ILA.
East Coast.
Right. The
that's
ILA.
The bad one you see on the waterfront.
Yeah. They've been very strong for many years.
Mm-hmm. I know, but there was some corruption. You had to pay people, and that's why this... who's the man?
The main man?
ILWU. Yeah, Bridges.
Harry Bridges.
He started this union in response to what the ILA was not delivering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I just heard some kind of thing, so it might be a Teamster thing. Yeah. Okay. That's one of the... I found out that was one of the reasons the fucking throttle heads were late.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a big backload.
For one week, there was no unloaded. Yeah,
for 1 week.
Anchored out there.
Throttle heads were like, yeah, holding.
You could have went and got
fast.
Yeah.
Just go pick them up.
Lower them.
They got here in time.
Yeah, he's sitting back there on the...
Number 222. Ready for work. You got one too.
I did.
Your fucking Bonnie was with me and incredible person, Jerry Trevetich, and we did this Clash gig for Joe Strummer, Strummerville.
It was good.
Old Clash songs. We were last.
Clean up.
But we got on pretty quick because we didn't have to bring shit.
Yeah.
The back line was like toy.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, whatever. Worked the room. And, yeah, Jer was whining and moaning about how late it was. So, as soon as we got done, I was right out. Maybe the sound man or somebody, I said, thanks. And then I was out hobbling. So we had to park quite a ways away. And who's bringing up the rear with a lot of time?
Stumble bump.
Then he's hungry. Right? So we stop at Pig. Get your fucking body, right?
Right.
First time in how long?
First time in 6 years at Pink's for me.
Oh, man.
6 years.
And he totally blew it for me.
And in fact, but we did beat the rush.
Yes.
He was right behind us.
Right behind us. Like
I got
people.
Us out of that pad at one bell. We went on at 12:25. Okay, so that was, everybody had a half hour, you know, and it took me a while to hobble on over. In fact, I just started hobbling, and then...
And I caught up.
Yeah, Richard found me, and then, you know, where's Jer, you know, with the baggy pants and shit. And we got him, we gathered him, and...
Yeah, someone put a quarter in him.
Yeah, that was some kind of performance. You gotta have him on the show and explain
it. He hasn't been down for a while.
I don't know what happened. I beat the living shit out of him. I beat that motherfucker. He was bleeding from the nose, the mouth, the ear. I beat him. If people didn't come around, would I kill him? Walking down the street, I saw these guys running with the Liberian boxing team on their back. I'm like, fuck.
Did you see the sun blotted from the sky like when the world ends and your hands get cold and old women look witchy and tell you strange tales? Did you see strangers arrive in a field of straw and ice to warn you of a theft of the sun? Who walks there with an idiot grin? Who's that and that and that who have no feathers nor shadows when evening is 2 in the afternoon? I felt the ozone change, the cobalt door creak open. Noon was threatened. Who was caught there, was caught there now in a superimposition, cosmic in a phantom solid stare. Tell me this is no sneak preview of things lost in the garden of remembrance. I saw the fairy tale stare painted on the doll's eyes of the wired man, flashing blue and flashing blue, fixed on burning eels swimming through the ether and gray lads from beetle movies in an invisible aquarium. But oh, that sheen and dust of gold, that crisp acetylene evening, the city awash with purple and birds folding their wings in the afternoon. The hour Poe arose from his statue over there and walked around. I saw his musty hair fall to his shoulder. He stopped there to see his fellow statues on the totem slope of time, admiring their wings and horses, now downhill to reclaim his statue.
And we're on stage. He goes, Field, I can't feel my left hand.
Yeah,
I go, what? He goes, I can't feel my left hand. I go, you can't play? He goes, no. So I saw Richard Leach out in the audience, so I just called Richard up and play.
I hate to interrupt you.
We just heard Becoming a Racehorse by Alex Lambert and Travis Dickerson. Then we heard a cover of a Gang of Four song, Not Great Men, by some Indonesia ladies named Sekar Melati. Then we heard my favorite band name, Excelsior.
I thought you had that name, Richard fucking Mom.
That's my neighborhood. Yeah.
They were on last week. You played some of that last week.
Yeah, I just love the name. And a tune called Gin Parade. What do you think of gin?
It's not one of my favorites. I'm more of a rum dude.
Do the martinis. Ooh.
Juniper berries?
Juniper berries.
Genevieve. Yeah, I think that's where you get the name gin from, the French. And then we heard Baltimore Eclipse, a poem from Charlie Plymell. And finally, Pirates Holiday by Some Days. Some Days is a band from Pedro here. I was at Dirk's Guitar Store. You ever, anybody been to Guitar Safari in San Pedro on 6th Street before? You might have to go there because I heard April Shithard Center might be going down.
Really?
$2 billion in the hole.
Wow.
And you know who got that going on them a couple years ago? A great company named Bain.
Wow.
People, you couldn't see the look on Brother Matt's face, but I did. It's called the old gut and glut, right?
Wow.
Saddle them with the debt, outsource. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. We've got a lot of... Yeah, we've got to play up. Many of them at one time there,
yeah,
Shane.
This might be the biggest crowd ever.
Yeah. Sometimes we've had a lot of ladies. I think this is the most men we've ever had. Right? What?
Bathhouse.
You should introduce everybody.
Roll call.
Right? First, well, what's your fucking money?
Yeah,
first.
We got a few.
We got Rudy and Nick Aguilar.
Got Rod. Rod's here. Gonna whip up some snacks.
You gonna start whipping it up?
Yeah.
All right. He asked for a kitchen.
Right on.
A galley.
We got one. Doesn't get much action. So that's good.
Another Shane O'Brien, last time he was on the show, I was actually at the Jungle.
Yeah, I wasn't here then.
You weren't here. You were in South America.
Oh, okay.
With, Amazon, that's in
the
Peru
Amazon
part.
And, that's been a couple
what
years.
What was that, Huesca? What?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca, that's medicine.
Yeah.
And cleaning purge.
Yeah.
And, but we were at the Jungle, and Shane's Journey Through Music ended up doing some jams, too. This time, though.
Yeah, I was bummed I missed that one.
So he's going to jam with you. And
Field, this is my friend Field Monroe. He's played on the last recording I was on.
George Hurley's played with us.
That's right.
Yeah, I've been with George for the last
10
years.
Playing in Pedro for generations.
Right. I got to play with Georgie a couple times this year. In fact, 2012 was probably my biggest George Hurley year since.
They call me cookies. Cool. The Christmas gift.
Thank you.
They call me cookies. A Christmas gift for you.
Well, but oh, no, this is a music.
Nice.
Yeah.
From the Jungle to the Zoo.
Yeah, I was working at the LA County Zoo.
Okay. Griffin Park.
Thanks.
Nothing up there. It's kind of interesting by the Cowboy Museum.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you go walk. There's a lot of guys.
We're
ready for action.
Guys with chaps.
Behind the bushes there and hanging out, you know?
Bushes. Wait.
Speaking of golf
courses.
Yeah.
Speaking of golf courses. Chaps and cowboys.
Drivers, woods, a lot of wood.
Jesus, I'm going to get in the kitchen, man.
Yeah. I thought I was doing something strange down there. I was welding orangutan cages.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. They're good pitchers, those guys. They'll throw the crap at you.
Yeah. They're really smart. I heard they're only like... couple of percent off of, from us. Really
they are. They have to be. It's at least
just
as
like
smart as we are.
Yeah. And their arms. I know about this chimps too. Oh. So strong. They rip your arm off.
Oh, yeah.
Beat you over the head with you. No problem. Because they swing around. They don't really walk. So they're massive arm power.
Mm-hmm.
And they look kind of slow. They look kind of like older guys or something.
Yeah, they surprise people when they snap arm. Right?
Are you talking about the orangutans?
Yeah. They're not slow at all.
Yeah, they don't.
No, but you might think this.
Well, I was welding, right, and I could see in my welding hood this orangutan behind me in the next cage, and
we're rolling the new ones, he's in the old one, he's going,
yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, man, this guy's going to rush me or something. So I left, I took my speaker bar, and I took him bananas.
Oh, now he has a reason
calmed
to rush.
Calmed him right down.
Oh, it did calm him down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this man holds a chow.
That's right. Unless he behaves, he ain't getting no bananas.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, we're going to have some jamming next hour. Let's play some music.
Cool.
sense thing to get.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're playing in a country western band,
this could
be
another one. Yeah.
So
you mean this isn't a country western band?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what two wolves mean, don't you? I mean, we have to go home together.
No!
That's where I come from. Two wolves means a commitment.
Yippee-ki-yo, yippee-ki-yo,
I need just a little more vocal in one of these monitors, and I'll be all right.
I think. Thank you.
circles all around me. It's just like a circle going around the sun. 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 Like a circle going around the sun.
Pedro Show, you just heard Terry Callier with You're Gonna Miss Your Candy Man. That's something live from him. Good R&B. Fish Guy had of that with What You Gonna Go For It. Bones from Mr. Shimmy. Some Jingle Bells and Acoustic Guitar. Fugitive ahead of that from Eiko Ishibashi. Mr. Jim O'Rourke. Also plays on that. Then we started off with Barefootin' on the Wicked Picket by Black Randy and the Metro Squad. Randy's been gone for a number of years now, but he always made me laugh, so that's good for the holidays. Phil, how'd you get into a guitar?
I was first playing drums when I was a kid. I was really interested in, I still am interested in rhythms really more than anything.
Yeah.
And I just kind of, I saw a guy at Cabrillo Beach when I was a kid playing, he was playing jazz guitar, and he was by himself, and I must have watched him for 4 hours because I was mesmerized.
He used to play, what, on the beach with acoustic?
Yeah, he was over by the little Spanish breakwater, sitting there by himself with an acoustic.
Yeah.
And he was playing bass and chords and leads, you know, all at once. And it just hypnotized me. I was just enthralled with it. And so that's kind of where I went towards jazz in the beginning, rather than rock.
So you said, no more drums. I want to play guitar like him.
Absolutely.
Would you buy an acoustic?
First one was acoustic, for sure. My first electric was an SG, which isn't a jazz guitar at all, but it was a guitar easy to play. You know,
the first ones were called Les Pauls, and Les Paul certainly played some jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Benny Vegas.
Hey.
Got a full house here.
He's in there. Yeah, nice one.
How's it going? Come on,
hey, Shane. Hey, brother, how are you doing? I heard Les Paul.
Les Paul, when we were talking about... first electric guitar, he liked the jazz sound he was hearing from this cat. But maybe they were econo. It didn't cost much. Mm-hmm. I know that's why I bought my first one, because it didn't cost much.
They cost a lot now.
Yeah. Well, your first electric being a Gibson is pretty good, because I played pawn shop stuff.
Uh-huh. Silvertone? How many?
Tesco. Melody Plus.
You know, Harmony made 80% of all the guitars for a while there.
Harmony?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They put everybody's... They put
right,
everybody
right.
Harmony,
so. Good job on that. Because right. They look very similar. Different names on the headstocks and stuff. Spray paint. And I know Silvertone and Dan Electro was the Sears and Montgomery Ward. And yeah, that was most of the stuff. It was hard to get Fenders and Gibsons in the older days.
They were a lot more expensive. They're cheaper now than they were then.
Much cheaper. In real dollars, if you converted them over. You didn't really have the music stores either. Although it might be going back to that. $2 million in the hole, Shit Hard Center.
Yeah. And that's musician friends, that's everybody.
That's them too.
Yeah.
Bane. They bought them out a few years ago as a little leverage. Yeah, interesting. Would you think about getting into playing? What about bands and playing with other people?
I did that real young.
Yeah.
When I was 15, I was playing with some of the top jazz guys around. Leroy Vinegar on bass, Carl Burnett, Al Williams over the Jazz Safari, Dave Pike. I was too young to even be in the places I was playing.
Pike was his amusement park. for people on the radio.
Yeah, but Dave Pike is a vibes player.
Oh, I thought you said it.
No. Dave Pike is a
vibes player. Because that was a rough part in the old days for sailors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that rickety ass
wooden roller coaster.
Roller coaster. Good God.
But we used to have the Navy here at Turmel Island, and that's where they went and hung out. You could walk it. When I had a pontoon bridge at first.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Right, and then they put up that Gerald Desmond Bridge, and sailors walked across there to get to the Pike.
Yeah.
I remember that pontoon.
Yeah, man, that was.
You remember that? Because when a boat came, and they'd have to dig it out, it took forever.
Yeah,
it was like grating on
water explosion.
On rubber things.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Now they're talking about replacing Gerald Desmond because it's not tall enough.
That's already in the books.
It's already in the books, right? Long Beach has already leased out a bunch of land to some can companies.
The ironworkers will be kicking off in there this year.
It's going to be a lot of jobs over there.
Yeah, it'll be a big job.
Yeah.
Well, they can't get under the bridge to the back of the harbor, and I know that a lot of land got leased there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole deal. It's because they're super tankers, yeah.
And they're going out further towards the breakwater, too, way. Long Beach is really trying to get on it.
Yeah.
Because L.A. kind of did it.
Well, L.A. made the Maersk dock over there, island over there.
Man. Hyundai, that's who my brother-in-law works for.
Hyundai.
Vice president for Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who told me about the East Coast strike.
They're the cats that are actually in the old Navy base. That's where it was.
Well, he actually told me, he goes, you think big ships are coming in the harbor now? Wait till next year, 2013. Bigger ships are going to be coming in the harbor.
Well, because of the Panama Canal, right?
Yeah, they're making it wider.
Making it bigger.
There's a new standard for a boat, though.
That's a year. It's supposed to be 2014, but it's not going to go there. He goes, but besides that, bigger ships are coming in the harbor, he told me. Hyundai ships.
But they got to dredge to get those big, the super tankers. They got to dredge
a lot. Well, not Hyundai. Their dock.
Because they pushed out the whole Pier 400 thing.
Hyundai's
got a
ship. Hyundai's ship.
That was the whole idea of it. Instead of dredging, you just build further out towards the breakwater.
What's the average of cans? How many cans? 800?
They took that breakwater in.
Some of those container ships are carrying 10,000, 15,000 cans.
Yeah, there's 20,000.
He said it's going to be some outrageous amount of ships coming in. That's his Hyundai. I only know Hyundai because he's my brother-in-law and I talk about it. He said it's going to be insane, this ship through. Super tanker, super cargo tanks.
I wonder if that means they're going to hire.
I don't know.
Another lottery.
If they had their way, they wouldn't. They'd be moving more tonnage with them.
The companies don't want to hire. That's for sure.
They're like profit.
The lottery.
They want to go to automation is what they would like.
Rotterdam.
Yeah, that's what the clerk thing was about.
Well, Rotterdam. Rotterdam's all computerized.
Norway. Right? Oslo.
Right. Norway.
Oslo's the model.
Is,
really?
Yeah, they have automation. If you watch their cargo moving around the yard, it goes like this, all is precise, very slow. Mm-hmm.
Guys are watching their offices with cameras.
But over here, if you watch the operation, it's like this.
Yeah, we're moving a lot more tons.
So I don't see that automation really coming into play here for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we're at the end of the first hour, December 27th, 2012, off the Pedro Show, Hold Tech for Hour 2. We got some live guitars.
Yeah. December 27th, 2012. This is the second hour. It's a second hour. 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 Second hour.
God bless you, Allie, for the words she just said to me. Triggered in by others, but she said, don't even know you. So many years, you know, I think, were my only friend. A reservoir of strength to your hands lend. Hey, let me thank you for giving me the will to carry on. Hey, let me thank you. It's gonna be a good year for us all. After all. Joys she just gave to me, a little boost of confidence, and say, I really need you. I get to know if your pain is just somehow feeling enlightenment. I get to know myself and then start again. Hey, let me thank you. It's gonna be a good year for us all.
Life, she gave back to me, gave back my confidence.
seem to be. And I guess the chance is one request. Better straighten up, do your best. After all, after all.
Show. Start the second hour off with some songs. Since we're between the holidays, it ain't Xmas, it ain't New Year's, I played a little of each. We had Boris Du Noyer, then Eric Britt, A Good Year, then Creamy Electric Santa with Holding Yourself, then Little Drummer Boy from the Fairy Godmothers, and finally Double Nickels from Detective Inspector Presents. That's something I did for the Cat in England, where he wanted me to.
Have you ever been asked to write an Xmas song? Yeah. So I asked to read somebody else's poem. And, Carrie Schumer's poem. And she said she used a bunch of my words like suck ass, tired ass. It's kind of like that.
Inspired by.
I don't know how to address this holiday thing so much. As a reference. I don't even think I made a Halloween tune, and that's my favorite one. So, back to your journeys. You were playing with these jazz guys. You're too young to get into the gigs.
Well, I was allowed to be in there. I just couldn't stay there on the breaks.
Yeah, right. You could get on the stage.
So I'd go in the kitchen.
There's a certain kind of law where you can perform.
You're allowed to work, but you're not allowed to stay.
Right. Right. No sousing.
No.
You didn't cheat?
Yeah.
You know. Come on.
I didn't say I didn't drink. I just said I didn't stay in there.
I know for sure I wouldn't cheat.
So, after time, the years pushed you down the road.
You know, what happened was, to tell you the truth, when I was about 16 or 17, I was working five nights a week down there playing jazz in Long Beach, Hindquarters, Bodega Club, West Coast Bodega, a lot of places down there. But I was working five nights a week playing jazz, and then I'd play poker for 2 days. I'd make a lot more money. So I quit playing and moved to Vegas and played cards for the next, from the time I was 16 to I was 21.
For 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't play guitar. When I came back...
Was it tough life?
Playing poker?
5 years? Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of boring because in Nevada there's so many old people. Everybody goes there to retire.
Yeah.
And I was in my teens.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't card me. They never asked me for an ID. They even offered me a job dealing up there right before I left. But it was just unhealthy. You know, sitting at a card table all night, not getting any exercise because it's 115 degrees outside.
Yeah.
It was just, I was too young to be there. Then you feel old.
Yeah.
And so I moved back to town and started
playing guitar again.
Yeah, I had a house gig at Cigliano's for about 5 years.
Cigliano's.
Yeah.
I think that's called the Watercolor.
Oh yeah.
Heritage Center. So
yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, they must work 4 nights a week.
No, but have you ever? When was it? What's in there? I know Cigliano's.
Remember,
was
it was the Harbor Lights before Cigliano's.
Yeah. Back in now it's called the Watercolor.
It's
historical center or something.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's like. Maybe all the Meisters in charge of what's right about watercolor hang out there.
I just had a reunion with that band with Mike Bowles. He came from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And he got some of the old guys, and we did a reunion over here at Godmother's.
That's it.
And it was excellent. Ed Callum sang, and Don Del Torre was on drums. It's like we never quit playing something else. We did all these old R&B songs.
Yeah.
You know, whatever we could remember. It was a lot of fun. Most fun I've had in a long time.
Did you meet Brother Shane when you came to town?
Shane, I met from Spanky's, I think.
You know Spanky's days, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He used to come and sit in with us.
Wow. Spanky's was called the Heidi
House.
Yeah,
that's Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah.
Between rounds. And then was Between Rounds.
Bang.
You know, it was one time the Three Little Pigs.
That's right, a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember, you know, kids. You know,
right.
Actually, the
down
car.
The street was the Three
Little Pigs. I was home.
The Blue Viking.
Yes, right.
Oh. But the hoe was when I was a teenager. Hanging at the hoe.
We had a house gig there
that's
for
I had
5 years.
I had there back when then.
Really?
Welcome. I got a picture of that big time.
But when it was Spanky's.
When you got it. Okay. The last time when you and I met on this program, not too shortly after that, I approached Field and I asked him if he would consider doing a recording with me. And that's where this came from. This one right here.
So you got both you guys on all of it?
There's one track where it's me and Danny Timms, the rest of it is Phil and I.
Okay.
And it worked out real well, man. It's just because he's so proficient at what he does and
yeah.
That structure and everything. Like, it was easy to put it this way. It's when you go play with somebody and you give them, and the first thing they ask you was, so you got a pre-production copy, and I did, and he takes it home, and next thing you know, he's coming back, he's got his charts all ready to go. He knows exactly what's going on right away.
You ain't
got
to teach him a song.
No, this is just more organization.
Yeah.
Doing your homework.
Actually, that's him having respect for you, just being in on the proj.
Right.
I think. Anybody just prepped like that.
It was...
And you ain't had any prep for this.
No.
You're going to jam with Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Okay, but you got a good ear, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got quick at the hip, right?
All
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Picture off.
Cool. We ready to roll?
Let's give it to him, Brother Matt.
Oh, wow. Roll it.
All right.
hear somebody moving his phone.
Brother Matt.
Hey, that's in the 85 percentile.
Yeah.
That's tough.
What was it going through your head, Brother Matt? What was your inspiration, your motivation?
I had a couple local blues masters in the house here, so I just wanted to give them something that they could go off on.
Start chewing on it.
You know, I thought I heard a couple of blues voices in there, like maybe some old Howlin' Wolf, not Howlin' Wolf.
There was some R.L. Burnside.
I knew somewhere there.
Yeah, and some other stuff that was slipped in with Blues Explosion and Rick Holmstrom.
I played with him not that long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, happened.
Yeah.
Cool. That was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That was a force rarity.
It's the first thing I look for.
Yeah.
Phil, let's get back to your story. You're playing at Sigliano's here at Pedro?
Yeah, we're doing a kind of a jazz.
No, I mean back in your history.
Yeah, we're playing at Sigliano's.
Right.
It was like, to get the gig, we had to buy vests. That was like
vests.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear the band or anything else. So Richie Sunrise production.
Yeah.
And so we bought the vests.
We want you to vest.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear anything really, music wise. But he was real surprised when he did hear us, especially when I brought Eddie Callan in.
What kind of music were you playing exactly?
We were playing a lot of like. It wasn't real jazz. It was like girl jazz.
What kind of titles?
Al Jarreau, George Benson.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that kind of stuff. So we couldn't play too much jazz because people just don't really want to hear it. But we threw enough in there to keep me satisfied. Don't put it that way.
George Benson's pretty hard to play, really.
What was his big hit on Broadway?
Well, his first big hit was a Leon Russell tune, Masquerade. That's the first song that brought him into the pop realm, because I'd been seeing him at the Lighthouse before that.
You're talking about Hermosa Beach,
right?
Yeah. Saw Max Rose there a few times.
Oh yeah, Kenny Burrell. Everybody used to play there.
That's a good guitar player.
Oh god, yeah.
Actually, I got to see him here on 60. It was called Sheraton then.
Right.
It's Crown something now, right?
Crown Royal Plaza. But you know, they built that room for sound. That's one of the best sound rooms around.
Yeah, and Dezzo's Pop was booking that. He put Kenny Burrell in there.
Kenny Burrell was there for a long time, and I didn't get to see him. I was out of town during that time. But
did you get into touring?
I was actually playing over in Orange County, the Red Onions, Panama Joe's. What is that other? There's some other places down
there. Summer
clubs along the beach because they pay real good. And so I was living down there then. And I heard Kenny Burrell was up here playing, but I didn't get up to see him.
He's Canadian, isn't he?
Is he? Wow.
Really?
He plays like a motherfucker. He is great. And I got to see him in my town.
And he sounds different all the time. Whenever I hear him on the radio, I'm going, who's this guy? He's really good. But he changes his playing quite often.
Did Kay make a guitar for you?
Kay made a pretty decent jazz guitar.
I think there's a Kenny Burrell model.
Yeah. Fancy headstock.
Yeah, that kind of thing on a Super 400.
Yeah, he played all kinds of jazz. He played with Coltrane. He played, yeah. You know.
Have you ever played down at Kulak's Woodshed?
Oh, man, that place is cool.
Where's that?
They play there more.
Yeah, like Valley Village out there. They got a little cable TV show run out of a little homie, like... living room type comfortable
place.
We're
playing place.
In
the morning.
Oh,
what town is it in?
Like Valley Village kind
it's,
of out there.
It's
in
North
the
Hollywood. It's
yeah.
Exactly.
In the Val.
Yeah.
On Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, that place was sweet. I went there with Carlos Gutierrez. He played there one time and I gave him a ride.
Off Ventura?
Off Magnolia. Just off Magnolia and Laurel Canyon.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering if that place was still happening. That's really cool.
Yeah, we're playing.
That ain't too far from the Baked Potato.
That's right.
Yeah, not too far.
That's right.
That's on Ventura.
We're going to have fun to play there for half an hour.
Playing
there
tomorrow.
Who's playing this Baked Potato? Let's go there.
Well, after we finish that game, we'll go over there.
But they broadcast
we'll
what,
bring
TV,
our
brother man?
Yeah, it was like a little cable TV thing that they had going local there.
Oh,
and they
wow.
had all kinds of, like
just
Michelle Shock, so all kinds of
there.
People who played there. I went with Carlos Gutierrez.
Best music I ever heard in my life
was
there.
Yeah, they had problems
absolutely.
With some of the neighbors because the neighbors didn't like having this really cool, it's like a beauty shop and different little businesses next door.
Yeah, see?
That was a couple of years ago I was up there, but it was really a cool scene. So I mean, they must have ironed out the wrinkles because
oh, yeah,
it's still going. So.
Well, Jackson Brown played there last month.
Right, yeah, they get some great people.
And then a couple of years ago, Delaney Bramlett played there.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we're playing there tomorrow night.
Very cool.
Yeah, Friday, only 52 of them a year.
That's right. That's pretty neat, though.
52 Sundays, too.
I don't know if I can play the happy tunes or the sad tunes or in between tunes.
I heard Godmother's was getting a new boss.
Yeah, I know the people. Who bought it?
Really?
Yeah, the day bartender bought it.
Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy.
Is there a station in the place, or is it just like
really?
You set up on the floor?
Did you just say, Phil?
Don't you think it's going to be a different thing?
Huh?
What did you just say?
Bartender just
Yeah, the day bartender
bought it. Think
that's Different.
Is it going to change for the better for music?
What?
I don't
know.
Music
and music.
You know, I don't know what she's going to do, to tell you the truth. I don't know that she's booked anybody
yet.
Who
books the shows?
That's what we don't know. Right now, it's Kathy.
But
she's not there anymore
now. They get all kinds of different kinds of bands to play there.
They're scared of anything.
I'll
get
that
kind of
booking shows.
Huh? When's the first time you played there for you?
They always.
Oh, pretty shortly after Jack and Kathy took it over.
Yeah.
I went to school with Jack. We went to White Point. I don't know, since
White
I was 5 years
kid.
Old.
White Point. Brother
yeah.
Matt's White Point.
There you go. Jack
ain't
went there,
far from
too.
The neighborhood.
Then we were in a surf club together for a bunch of years.
Yeah?
And so it wasn't hard to get in there.
Okay. What was the best place to play Pedro?
Best sounding?
Yeah.
The Sheraton, no doubt.
Warner Grand.
How about Best Vibe?
You like Warner Grand?
I do.
The sound?
I don't.
Well, I don't know if it's called blasting it out in there. You know, it's just like the whole big environment, the whole atmosphere.
It's the righteous vibe.
Too high esteem.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool. You get the place filled up and they're all.
You get lonely on that stage.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy Boone saw
the
Exorcist
there.
There.
Yeah. Me too, Mike.
I saw the Exorcist there.
Oh, really?
Scared the shit out of us.
They used to have,
yeah.
They used to have triple features, and they had a nurse taking blood pressure.
Get booted a lot for we bring in whistles and shit.
Throw in the balcony.
Yeah, they throw us out.
We'd open the side door and let our friends
the same
in
guy.
In the alley.
See the same shitty
open the doors. That's your friend.
I've had my own little issues in there as well.
Yeah,
we
that's for sure.
Smoke in
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Strand. You don't know the Strand.
I saw four of
them. Oh,
you're
on Pacific.
I saw Rob Jarre there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Rob Jarre.
Actually, we played there. We played in the open band was a Latin guy. Miniature. No, they were real wrestlers.
Oh.
Like six little guys with masks on and throwing each other. They were there.
Warner Grand?
Strand.
Oh, Strand.
There was gigs there at the very end.
Yes, Robin, I remember.
D-Boom, we had to tie the amps to the ropes because he was bouncing.
I remember the Strand.
Ayerto played there. Four Parade.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty special, man.
And there. Next to it was like some kind of pipe shop. I remember the guy would have all these ivory carved pipes.
Yeah, and the corner was the Chinese restaurant. The corner.
That's right.
Right, a good one.
All that got
gone.
Bye bye.
It's Chase Bank now.
Yeah, right.
Chase Bank.
Well, thank God for that.
No, Far East.
Far East.
Benny Lou. My dad knew that guy. Benny Lou.
I chowed there many times right after the movie.
Yep.
The Strand. And its last days, we played there and had miniature wrestlers open for us.
Oh, yes.
They were great. They were throwing each other around. They had it all. Yeah, they were these black guys. He was bad.
I saw, you know, I saw Robert Trower there, and I remember when I was a kid.
Trower, I saw him.
I saw him
like in Long Beach.
Yeah, Arena. Long Beach Arena.
The bass man just died last year.
No, dude,
the singer man.
Something.
Who did Robin Trower play before? He played in a band before.
He was
right?
in Poco Herrera.
Yeah, that was it.
Lighter Shade of Pale.
Yeah, I know that song.
And then he got kind of a Jimmy thing going. So
yeah,
I think he did.
That was a great album.
Yeah.
Bridge of Sighs.
That's Bridge of Sighs.
The Day of the Landmark.
Dead Eagle.
Got a lot of people's attention.
There was another really good song on there, too.
Matter of fact, the albums I saw after that kind of sounded the same.
Very Hendrix.
How do you beat
There was other guys at the same time. There was a Canadian guy named Frank
Marino.
Right.
Yeah. He used to play it on bass.
But I thought Trower kind of had his own thing, even though there was some Jimmy there.
He did. It was just that Jimmy vibe was there, you know?
Yeah. What do you think? What separated him, Phil? From the Jimmy thing, you know, from the,
Randy Hanson was doing a totally tribute. Now, I don't think Trower was totally doing a tribute.
Randy Hanson looked like him.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Trower was just influenced by him so much, you know. You could just tell how much he listened to him.
Yeah.
But he wasn't necessarily copying him.
To you, what made him separate?
Well, Hendrix is separate from everybody.
No,
period.
No. Don't go that way. The other way. Trower. As opposed to being a clone.
Well, he has his own thing. His tone was a little different.
The Small Stone
thing. He studies guitar like this. That's why I'm asking.
The Small Stone made him sound like Jimmy a little bit.
Yeah.
But he phrased different.
He did.
That bass man, the guy who sang, brought a bluesier at. Although Jimmy was good with blues. I know the guy was probably English or something, but he had a good blues voice. That's that bass man.
Did you know, when I saw him, he had a Trower's an industry of himself, man. Because, you know, his name is really good. When I saw him, he had a different bass man.
This is seven.
Well, you know what? You know, here's the difference.
Three of them, and they all sound the same.
Wow.
The difference to me is...
And then the drummer?
Two Rolling Stones.
Is Trower didn't experiment on stage like Jimmy did.
Okay.
Jimmy was always pushing it. Always experimenting. Trower never did
it.
Wasn't Mahogany Wood more of a clone band, like a Jimmy?
No, Mahogany Rush.
Mahogany Rush.
But Randy Hanson was even more.
Randy Hanson was, exactly.
He dressed up like.
Right. Well, I'm not familiar.
Right.
Look, we're at the end of the second hour of December 27, 2012. Walk Peter Scholl, time for hour three. December
27.
No!
Beaver Show. We started the third hour off with something from Scotland, Tatty Toes with Orion. Then Power Slide from Fetal Pig. I got to play with them in Des Moines, Iowa. Then we heard Burnin' from Wicked 13, a Pedro band that I hear is 6 months old. Can you fill us in on that, Rudy? What's the story on Wicked 13?
God, I just got together with a couple of guys that the drummer, Longshoreman, he says, Rudy, I heard you play bass. Why don't you come and play with me and a friend of mine, Larry Martinez? And I said, sure. And we started playing a few covers, but then Larry started creating these riffs and stuff, and that's kind of where we've gone so far.
You've done some gigs, right?
Yeah, we did one gig.
Godmother's?
We did it at Godmother's. But it's like you say, you know, people sometimes have a tendency to want to dance to all your songs, and the kind of stuff that we were playing and were not really dance songs. They were kind of like Black Sabbath and Van Halen and
lay down songs,
some Kiss songs. Yeah, some Kiss songs we were doing. But we got a way of tweaking these Kiss songs. They're playing it our way.
Pretty much bust into the worm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dance to it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, twist. We've taken a couple of these older Kiss songs, or the stuff when Paul Stanley left the band and they started with these other two guys, Nick and Lightning. The two guys.
Who's the Kiss historian? Vinny. Richard, aren't you the Kiss historian?
Kiss historian?
No, I refuse. Well, Vinny Vincent. Kiss. I refuse to replace Ace Frehley.
That was it.
Yeah, those
that
guys
it.
Were already gone, and played a couple of their cover songs and
their later
kind of make them our way.
But this song here, Burning.
Yeah.
This ain't a cover.
That is an original. That is an original
song. So this is where you guys are headed.
Yeah. Kind of there. He was influenced a lot, Larry, in the 80s by Paul Stanley and those guys.
Paul Stanley.
You guys played at Arnold's, too.
One time I saw Paul Stanley. I was up in New York City, 48th Street, where all the guitar stores were.
Mm-hmm.
Manny. We Buy Guitars and shit like that. And it was We Buy Guitars. I was on the sidewalk, and I looked through the window. I mean, there's hundreds of guitars in these big windows. And I see this guy.
Wow.
There's no makeup or anything, but he's got that little rose trip on his shoulder. So through the glass, you know, you can't hear, you know, but I'm like, for radio people, I'm minding this. Is that you? And he pointed his thumb at himself and, yeah, that's me. Oh, sweet. And I was like, yeah, whoa. Then I saw him another time, not as intimate. But it was at, do you remember a club in Long Beach called Bogart's?
Oh, sure.
It was in the Marina Pacific Mall.
Sure do.
Played there many times. I saw him do a solo gig there.
Wow.
Okay? I mean, there's cats with the license plates over their head in the pit. He comes, he's got this limousine, brings him there. And, you know, what was it next to Barfinkel or some bullshit?
Barwinkle.
Barwinkle.
They had a dress code. They had to wear a collared shirt.
Whatever. Jello shots. Anyway, that's where his limo had to be. So this guy runs. He runs from the limo, you know, I guess he does aerobics and shit. He runs all the way in, into the club. He gets to the front of the stage, and he had filled his whole mouth with like 200 picks. So he just spit picks on everybody there, all like that.
Wow.
It was like surreal.
Fuck Bogart.
And then he gave the he plays out like 300 people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets on the microphone and he's like with that high voice, all right, this was about Johnny and he lives on the street.
Rick Echo.
You know, he was doing clinics at the Sheard Arts Center. They were rhythm guitar solo clinics. Because he came up with this thing, if you listen to some of them old Kiss songs, where the band will stop and he'll do a little rhythm guitar solo thing.
not a lot of dudes did shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, guys would wear them, I think. They weren't the real guitar man. They would do it just to get nerve up. Just to hold it, something to hold.
Right.
But he had sometimes some little licks.
They made a lot of money doing them. Still are.
We saw them three times before they had an album. We saw them open for
really?
Wishbone Ash. We saw them open for Savoy Brown.
Wishbone Ash played out here?
Oh, yeah. Long Beach Arena.
Oh, man.
Who else? The five-man James game with Tommy Boland.
Right.
Oh, only for a couple months. He got killed.
Huh. Savoy Brown played at Bogart's, too.
They turned into a Foghat.
Right.
Yeah.
I got Kim Simmons signed my guitar there. I used to play
actually,
that all the time.
Actually, those guys were pretty good.
They
blues.
Were really
boogie,
good.
Boogie.
Really good.
Foghat?
Yeah. Well, Savoy Brown.
And Savoy Brown, both of them.
Same singer and lead guitar.
Yeah, we saw Foghat last year.
Savoy Brown, my friend used to love him, Richard Victorine.
Lonesome Dave, right?
Lonesome Dave.
Yeah. He has cerebral palsy, his
Kim
friend
Simmons,
of mine.
Right.
I swear.
Right. And Rod Price.
Right.
He loved
a lot of
Savoy Brown.
Hellbound right. Train?
Yes.
Yeah.
He got me in.
Let's play some more music.
I listen to that song.
the trees are still, I'm dreaming of you with all I feel. The light she gave me, much brighter than the sun. You are the starlight, the magical one.
Bit of music. We heard A Natural Ways with Accidental Escalation. This lady can play some guitar, Shane. Went up to San Francisco. She'll blow your doors off. A Basho with Opie song. Make It for the Door by The Vang. Human Zoo by Barbara Pollard. Call My Name. Bikini Day. I played with these cats in Toledo.
Very cool.
It was a nightmare gig. That's my best beat.
Glad you're here.
Yeah.
For the Power by Marshmello, a buddy of Jack Brewer. Nothing Means Nothing Anymore by Alley Cats SOB. Randy Stodola is back.
Nice. Yes. That's good.
Got this lady named Paul on bass. You know who's on drums?
No.
Joe Borelli.
Joe Borelli.
Yeah. Yes. Joe Borelli's back.
He's back in the room.
Don't come back.
And finally, C-Star Sound with Inside You. I want to thank all my guests. Yeah. Who we didn't get to hear from, Ron.
Ron's been cooking up a storm back there. Dang,
hope everybody's hungry.
Dang, wow. Nasty.
Okay. And Nick? Big Nick?
Hey.
You didn't have much to say?
Yeah. I don't know. That's how it always is.
Okay. Richard fucking Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard. You go back home Saturday?
Saturday morning. Taking on a train.
Train. Okay.
Cold train.
Any Vegas?
In the house. Vegas.
Yeah?
I broke the statue by mistake. I'm fixing it. And I knocked the dork off. I got it back on, but it's upside down.
I thought you swallowed it.
But he's got to take it home to repair it more.
Really? Good luck with the fucking...
I'm sorry.
You know you're going to help with
that. 13.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Field, what's your next plan? You made this record here with Shane, right?
Right here.
We're doing a show tomorrow somewhere?
Yep, we're doing it.
You're in the valley, right?
Kulex Woodshed.
Yeah, Kulex Woodshed.
That's yeah, we're doing New Year's too, right?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot.
Now, who's the magical credit SSS?
That's me. Shame, shame, shame. That's before okay. I was O'Brien's Edge.
It
was
shame.
Shame, okay. Shame, shame. It's a tattoo.
Yeah, well, I had to ask because they had the bass credit there.
Yeah.
So you're working some bass.
Yeah.
That's why that four string was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. There's nothing in the house I don't play. Okay. We're going to be playing New Year's Eve at Harold's, too.
That's right.
New Year's Eve?
Yeah. If you're not doing nothing, you want to come on and jam out on Harold's? If you're not doing nothing?
Yeah, we can.
Because we all met each other here today having fun. To shame.
Sure. Nick will run the bar.
Yeah, then again, I'm not 21.
We can get Nick in there.
I'll get you some ID.
We'll put him in the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't even think I'll pass for
that. I got a printer.
Played that place already anyhow.
I got a printer.
He can play the blues.
Anyway, that's it, Harold's.
Other than that, we had a fun time.
Yeah, very cool.
Everybody.
Very cool.
Next show will be in 2013, so this is the last show for 2012. Everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for... December 27, 2012, Watt from Pedro Show.
Tell him, Watt.
Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.